The scramble is on after Newt Gingrich's win in the South Carolina Republican presidential primary. Joining us now is Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the presidency column. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Richard.
Well, there seemed to be an air of inevitability that surrounded Romney's candidacy just a few days ago. Is that gone now?
It is. And, you know, it's quite a remarkable turnaround. Gingrich, just a couple of weeks ago, looked like he was sort of way behind. Looked like Romney had won two consecutive contests, Iowa and then New Hampshire, and that Gingrich was sort of struggling to stake out his position as an alternative or the main alternative to Romney. But then things happened at the very end of the South Carolina campaign. Gingrich did very well in those last two debates. The Romney campaign faltered in a number of ways in answering some fundamental questions about his tax returns and about his experience at Bain Capital, the equity company he used to work for and direct. And, of course, Gingrich was able to get the endorsement of Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who dropped out at the last minute. And so it was sort of a perfect storm against Romney there at the end, and Gingrich ended up winning a 40% of the electorate, the Republican electorate in South Carolina, a very strong victory for him. The other thing I'd quickly add, is that we now have three different candidates winning three different contests, which is almost unheard of in Republican nominating politics. We have Santorum, who was declared the winner in Iowa after all, after a recount. Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania. Of course, Romney did win New Hampshire, and now Gingrich has won South Carolina. So this looks like it's going to go on for a very long time.
And apparently that interview given by ex-wife Marianne didn't seem to hurt Gingrich.
That's right, and that took a lot of people by surprise because this got directly to the character issue. And, of course, his former wife Marianne said he had asked for an open marriage during their time together, and when she declined to give that to him, they got a divorce. And it was thought that since there are so many social conservatives and values voters in South Carolina, this would hurt Gingrich, but it apparently did not. And I think what happened was not only did the economy trump character, but what Republican voters seem to be looking for is a warrior, somebody who will take it to President Obama. And there's nobody in this race on the Republican side who's been more of a warrior than Newt Gingrich. So that, I think, is the single sentence that probably best explains South Carolina.
And in 10 days, we get the next test for the candidates, Florida, which will be very different.
It will. Much more expensive. There's about 10 major media markets, television markets, that make it much more expensive to take television ads there. It's more diverse. It's not as conservative as South Carolina. And so it's going to be much different now. Romney is still a strong candidate, at least on paper, because he has the best organization and a lot of money. But Gingrich has a tremendous momentum, and this is going to be very important. So I think the question is whether Gingrich can emerge as the single alternative to Romney on the right, which Rick Santorum, of course, is challenging. How much Ron Paul does with the libertarian vote, and also if Romney can come up with better explanations of the issues that have bothered him, the tax returns, his time in the private business world, and whether he is a true conservative.
All right. Have a good day, Ken.
Thank you.
Ken Walsh of U.S. News and World Report.